Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Welcome to all of our parishioners, our outreach community, and especially anyone who may be visiting with us here today as we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Riley, and he will be assisted by Deacon Jim. This Mass is being offered for Vicki Robinson.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my own fault, through my own fault, through my unbelievable fault.
Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins,
and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. God our Father, who by sending into the world the word of truth and the spirit of sanctification, made known to the human race your wondrous mystery, grant us, we pray, that in professing the true faith, we may acknowledge the Trinity of eternal glory, and adore your unity, powerful in majesty. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Early in the morning, Moses went up Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, taking the two stone tablets along with him. Having come down in a cloud, the Lord stood with Moses there and proclaimed his name, Lord. Thus the Lord passed before him and cried out, "The Lord, the Lord, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and rich in kindness and fidelity. Moses at once bowed down to the ground in worship. Then he said, "If I find favor with you, O Lord, do come along in our company. This is indeed a stiff-necked people, yet pardon our wickedness and sins and receive us as your own." The word of the Lord.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, rejoice. Mend your ways. Encourage one another. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the holy ones greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
You may have heard last week that Pope Leo issued his first encyclical. An encyclical is a letter written by the Pope to the whole world, addressed not only to all Catholics, but to all Christians and to people of goodwill. The title of his letter in Latin is Magnifica Humanitas, which means magnificent humanity. And the purpose of the letter is spelled out in the subtitle, safeguarding the human person in the time of artificial intelligence. And the Pope lays the emphasis on the principles of Catholic social teaching, how the church interacts with the world. But before doing that, he says that the foundation for Catholic social teaching, right, lies in the very heart of our faith. And that's what we celebrate today, the Most Holy Trinity, which the Catechism calls the central mystery of Christian faith and life. So I'd like to just pull a quote from the Pope's letter to us. The mystery of the living God revealed in Jesus Christ, who as a communion of persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is love itself in relationship, expressed in the mutual gift of self. This is the mystery we contemplate today, which, like all the mysteries of our faith, is not called a mystery just because they're unknowable, but called a mystery because there's always more to discover. I'd like to read that sentence just one more time. The Pope writes, at the very heart of our faith is the mystery of the living God revealed in Jesus Christ, who as a communion of persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is love itself in relationship, expressed in the mutual gift of self. The living God is love itself. That means God isn't just a solitary being, but since love requires a relationship, God is relational. And human reason is capable of deducing that there is a creator of the universe. There's ancient philosophers who came to the logical conclusion that God is one. There must be a primary cause for everything that exists, which itself has no beginning. And God revealed himself as the one true God in the Old Testament, as we heard in the first reading, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger, rich in kindness and fidelity. But in order to know that not only is God loving towards us, but is love itself, he had to make that known to us. And how did God reveal to us which the Catechism calls his innermost secrets. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Jesus Christ is the revelation of who God is. And how does that, why does that matter to us? So that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. In revealing to us who he is, God has also shown us what we're made for, eternal life. We are made in the image and likeness of a God who is relational. And that's why we need good relationships to flourish and find true happiness in life. And God has not only created us to be in relationships with others, but to have a relationship with him. And what does that look like? Well, the Pope ends his letter by asking Mary to guide our steps. And on this final day of May, the month where we dedicate, which we dedicate to Mary to honor her, I would like us to turn to her, to behold our mother, so she can teach us what it looks like to have a relationship with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So first, Mary was convinced of the Father's love for her. This conviction gave her the freedom to give herself totally over to his plan for her life. She knew the delight of the Father, that he delighted in her, that he loved her, not because of anything that she had done to earn that love, but rather of who he is, that he is love itself. And as the first disciple of Jesus, she shared her whole life with him. She was there throughout his childhood and his public ministry, even when it meant the cross. Because she shared her whole life with him on earth, he now shares his life with her in heaven. So Mary knew the Father's love and then shared her life totally with the Son. And those things were only possible through her relationship with the Holy Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit that overshadowed her at the Annunciation. It was the Holy Spirit who filled her at Pentecost along with the apostles. So just as Mary pondered in her heart the things of God, she teaches us how to ponder the majesty of the Holy Trinity. She teaches us how to relate to the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That each of us is a beloved son or daughter of our Heavenly Father who loves us unconditionally, and not because of what we've done, but of who he is. And that the Son has come to share his life with us so that we too are called to share ourselves totally with him. And not just one day, not just one aspect of our lives, but to share our whole lives with the Son. And finally, to welcome the gift of the Holy Spirit, that in filling us, others too may come to know the love of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
We now stand together and profess our faith. I believe in one God,
Father, Holy, Maker of heaven and earth. All things visible and invisible.
confident in God's love and mercy, we present our prayers for ourselves and for the world.
For the Church, may she extend God's mercy to those most in need of healing and sustenance. Let us pray to the Lord. For world leaders, may the Spirit inspire them toward peaceful resolutions to conflicts between peoples and nations. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who are absent from the life of the Church, may the Lord encourage them in their faith and deliver them from doubt. Let us pray to the Lord. For all of us gathered here, may the calling of Christ echo in our hearts, giving clarity to our desires and actions. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who are sick in mind, body, or spirit, may they experience the healing powers of our triune God. We pray especially for Mary Lou Christel, our television, radio, and online community, and all those listed in our book of prayer. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who have died, may they soon be embraced by the loving arms of our Father in heaven. Especially we pray for Colleen Bracci, Patrick Quinn, and all the holy souls in purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Almighty God, whose love knows no bounds, we ask you to hear our prayers through Christ our Lord. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
Praise the Lord.
Sanctify by the invocation of your name, we pray, O Lord our God, this oblation of our service, and by it make of us an eternal offering to you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God, for with your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit, you are one God, one Lord, not in the unity of a single person, but in a trinity of one substance. For what you have revealed to us of your glory, we believe equally of your Son, and of the Holy Spirit, so that in the confessing of the true and eternal Godhead, you might be adored in what is proper to each person, their unity and substance, and their equality and majesty. For this is praised by angels and archangels, cherubim too, and seraphim, who never cease to cry out each day, as with one voice they acclaim.
Holy.
Therefore, most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy unblemished sacrifices, which we offer you firstly for your holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace, to guard, unite, and govern her throughout the whole world. Together with your servant Leo, our Pope, and Earl, our Bishop, and all those who hold to the truth and on the Catholic and Apostolic faith. Remember, Lord, your servants, and all gathered here whose faith and devotion are known to you. For them we offer you the sacrifice of praise, or they offered for themselves and all who are dear to them, for the redemption of their souls and hope of health and well-being, and paying their homage to you, the eternal God, living and true. In communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the glorious ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, and blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon, and Jude, Linus, Cletus, Clement, Sixtus, Cornelius, Cyprian, Lawrence, Chrysogonus, John and Paul, Cosmas and Damian, and all your saints. We ask that through their merits and prayers, in all things we may be defended by your protecting help. Therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family. Order our days in your peace, and command that we be delivered from eternal damnation and counted among the flock of those you have chosen. Be pleased, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge, and approve this offering in every respect. Make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy and venerable hands, and with eyes raised to heaven, to you, O God, his almighty Father, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands, and once more giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again, until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the blessed Passion, the resurrection from the dead, and the glorious ascension into heaven of Christ your Son, our Lord, we, your servants and your holy people, offer to your glorious majesty, from the gifts that you have given us, this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life, and the chalice of everlasting salvation. Be pleased to look upon these offerings with a serene and kindly countenance, and to accept them as once you're pleased to accept the gifts of your servant Abel the just, the sacrifice of Abraham our father in faith, and the offering of our high priest Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim. In humble prayer we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son, may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing. Remember also, Lord, your servants who have gone before us with the sign of faith and rest in the sleep of peace. Grant them, O Lord, we pray, and all who sleep in Christ, a place of refreshment, light, and peace. To us also, your servants, who those sinners, hope in your abundant mercies, graciously grant some share in fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, Ignatius, Alexander, Marcellinus, Peter, Felicity, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, Anastasia, and all your saints. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon. Through Christ our Lord, through whom you continue to make all these good things, O Lord, you sanctify them, fill them with life, bless them, and bestow them upon us. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Lord, we pray, from every evil, graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Thank you.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy. Thank you. Let us pray. May receiving this sacrament, O Lord our God, bring us health of body and soul, as we confess your eternal Holy Trinity and undivided unity through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
Thank you for joining us today for the Outreach Mass. I'm Father Gordon Riegel. Whether or not you are comfortable sharing the faith with others, when you support the Outreach Mass as a disciple, you are sharing the good news with thousands of viewers across Michigan. Please help us to keep the Outreach Mass on the air. You may send donations to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for being part of our worshiping community and for sharing the faith. May God bless and keep you.